Look at your life. What environment do you live in? How do you judge it? How do you feel about the environment you live in? How does the environment that you live in feel to you? When you're in it, how many times have you stopped to feel your environment? How many times have you just walked into your home environment or your work environment and just not checked on how it feels? And you just autopilot into it. In, out, and constantly in and out of an environment that maybe is not quite the way you want it to feel. So what people commonly do is they first try to brush it up with a little paint, a little decoration, a little furniture, a new rug, whatever. And then it kind of temporarily looks really good, but after a while, it doesn't feel that much different anymore. It is not how your environment appears. It is how your environment feels. You could be in a straw hut on an island with a clear blue ocean, nothing on the walls, or you could be in what people would call a nice house with lots of stuff. And the little hut on the island could feel nicer than that house with lots of stuff. So take a look at your environment. And once you start to begin to see your environment differently and feel it differently, it is a sign that you are shifting. You're starting to realize that you do not resonate in that frequency any longer. Now, the best thing you can do is not judge it when you start to realize that you don't belong in that frequency any longer. And then you can also check to see if you are not the cause of that frequency. So the years of depression in the bedroom, or the years of having friends over in the living room that created certain atmospheres and energy patterns may be a difficulty in all of itself. But this is simply for review, personal review. It isn't necessarily about you have to get up and run, because you might just be the problem. But there's also the combined factor that you at one point resonated with the frequency of your environment, and you moved into that environment or took employment in that environment because it was a good enough match for you at the time. So, an understanding that you have shifted rather than judging the environment as something's wrong now with the environment. You may also have the habit pattern, if you're looking at the outside world and blaming the outside world for the problem, you may also do that in relationships of any sort. Friends, family, boyfriend, girlfriend, doesn't make any difference. Children. And know that it really isn't that they are the problem. You were in a frequency, in a consciousness that matched and resonated with the one that you moved into, encountered, or joined forces with. And so now, in your coming awake with your new awarenesses of what we were calling your superpowers, simply being your heightened senses, you are noticing that you do not belong in particular frequencies any longer. You may find this when you go out to places, travel to different places in the country, the world, town, the city, and you will find that you just do not seem to want to be in most of any of those places. And this is a pretty common part of the process. Because what you are recognizing is the different densities and which ones are tolerable to your energy field as you are in adjustment and expansion.